Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
How are you such a bonehead?
Put moron number two on the phone.
Good question, mate.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Building towards grand final day. We're about a week and a half away. It's just starting to hot right up. And I'll tell you right now, Rob Sitch, while we're talking about it, very passionate Melbourne supporter, Sitchy. Going to chat to him shortly about how he and his family, by the way, are coping, because it's getting tense for Melbourne fans. Hump Day Quiz is coming up, of course. Another Brownlow moment, thanks to Thirsty Camel. And, we just get to chat to Bill about what he does on Brownlow night, which is make an ass of himself, not differently to any other time. And then a joke to finish. So there's a show for you, Fat.
Oh, g'day, Jimmy boy, and great to see you. And let me tell you, am I ticking some boxes this week?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
What are you doing?
Well, just tick, 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 tick. G'day, reps. So for more information, Hig, visit australia.gov.au/return.
Or even retune.
Retune. I'll say that again, just in case you missed it. Australia.gov.au. What's the one on the lean?
Forward slash.
What's the one on the lean?
The one on the lean, Jim.
Hey, so this is not a new thing. No. Hig hasn't been on the show for 8 years, and you were doing it back then.
And remember, he used to go to the gym every day, come in and go, I've been to the gym. Didn't lose one bit of weight. Now, Jimmy boy, how's quarantine over there in WA?
Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you, we've got, how long? I'll check on my app here.
Yeah, how long?
Because I've got the app, which tells me how long I've got to bloody go. Hang on a sec. 5 days, 12 hours and 37 minutes. So, that's what I've got left. But, Fat, I'll tell you what I find interesting is intelligent people ring regularly to talk about various sort of bits and pieces. And at the end of those, every single one of the conversations, they go, what do you got on for the day? I'm like, what do you f***ing reckon I'm doing? I'm stuck in a house. I can't go anywhere. I'm just sitting around.
You have changed rooms, which is good.
No, no. Well, I've just swung the thing around a little bit to just give you a different angle, Fat.
Well, are you having a drink or anything at night?
Quietly away with Bristle. Bristle's taken over. I've contributed a couple of meals.
Yeah.
Bristle's taken over the kitchen. Jeez. And doing a very nice job too, it has to be said. So, but he makes me laugh, Brian. He's on his phone 24 hours a day. And, Bill, it's the worst phone you've ever seen. but Bill, it's about four models ago. It's got a big crack on the face.
It's got a rubber band around it.
That stupid bloody thing. I'm like, Brian, get yourself a proper phone.
Well, if anyone can get new Contra stuff.
That's what I said to him. I said, how is it you can get 45 versions of the latest drill, but you can't get yourself a proper phone?
Exactly right. Jimmy boy, plenty of sport doing the rounds, of course.
Oh, yes, please.
The AFL have confirmed that all the members' tickets, both Melbourne and Western Bulldogs, have gone.
It's gone.
24,000 allotted Jeepers. Tickets sold out, Jim, very quickly.
Yep.
A lot of barcodes have been sent over to Perth, I think.
I suspect that might be it, yep.
And there's only 10,250 tickets to go. They'll go on sale to the general public today. Yep. So,
and, Bill, they are white hot, is my understanding. The tickets are white hot.
Can you feel it over there?
Well, not here, because we're in a house.
But stick your head out or something.
Yeah, the amount of people that are ringing, it's and they're not either Demons or Dogs fans. They're just pumped West Australian footy people. There's lunches, there's breakfast, there's bloody dinners, there's drinks, there's I tell you, Fat, you are missing out. You're missing out on about 40 grand already. Sucked in.
I'll tell you, when you and Brian get out of there, look out.
Oh, look out, look out.
Hey, Nathan Jones has told his Demon teammates that he's going to retire, Jim, 302 games. Well done to Nath. And as a tribute to the great man, we've made this little montage.
Kick the goal, Nate Jones, from 45, the skipper. Nate Jones with a huge goal on the MCG.
Nate Jones in his 242nd game. Launches a long bomb.
But Here we go. 54, 50 out. He looks like he struck it nicely. Look at him get around him. The superstar, Nate Jones, and the love is there.
Aaron Hand pass, Petrarca sweeps it to Nate Jones from 35, the skipper! Melbourne kicked the first of the final turn. No better man to do it than Nathan Jones.
What a star he's been, Jimmy Boy. Of course, 302 games there. He was captain of the club. His last game was round 15, so yep. He's retired. And I tell you what, he got back in time. He flew out, Saturday night, got back here Saturday night, I reckon. And then his wife, Jerry, had twins on Sunday morning, Odie and Dove.
Yes. Hmm. So they've now got the four and retired, but got a lot to be enormously proud of. What a star he's been for that club and done some heavy lifting fat in times when they were no bloody good. And we all hoped that it would be Shane Crawford. Remember, Crawford went on that one more year and won the flag, and he had also played a lot of great footy for Hawthorn during the years when they were no bloody good. So he deserved to finish that way, but it's not going to be like that for Nath. He can't even be there at the game, which will be killing him.
Yep.
But family always comes first.
Spot on, and you're right. Some terrible times there at the Melbourne Footy Club. They couldn't win, and he was there leading them. So all the best to Nath. He can do whatever he wants. Hey, Carlton.
Well, I think he's going to go into a building, isn't he? He's old man. He's going to do some building with his dad.
That's right. Carlton is set to interview Daniel G and Sarah Cuser now.
Well done, Bill.
Yes. I think they had a chat to Michael Voss. So they're going to have a chat to Gia there. So they're still looking for a coach, Jim. It's interesting that at Carlton, isn't it?
Well, I think they've sounded out the people they really wanted and got the answer they didn't want.
Yes.
So now they're having to go through a process. That's what it looks like.
Exactly right. Trent Cotchin at Richmond has just said he's not going to be captain anymore, of course. So he's the longest-serving skipper at the club, and he'll just run around as a player next year. I don't know. Who's their next captain?
Three-time premiership captain, by the way, which is a superb thing to have on your resume as a Richmond player. Well, Dusty, they keep talking about. Could Dusty do it?
Well, he'd be one. He'd be the only one that stands out, really, I reckon.
Grimes?
He's a bit older.
Well, Joey said Jack Graham on the midweek, Rob.
He was captain of the South Australian team before he went to Richmond, very quiet, but you wouldn't know Jack Graham, would you, if he popped up in your rice bubbles?
Rice bubbles.
Anyone eat rice bubbles anymore?
Not sure.
What else we got here, Jimmy Boy? The V8 supercars, or how are they going to have a big week at Mount Panorama? Boy, I'm on fire today. Bathurst 1000, Jim. They're going to have 6 days of action leading up to it. So the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And that'll be the six,
Yeah, 6 days of all sorts of touring cars and 86 series and the TCRs, I reckon, the Touring Car Masters, a bit of GT World Challenge and the V8 Super Utes. And the Trans Am. Got no idea what any of that means.
No, it didn't sound like it as you read it. But did I see that our old mate, Ned Kelly, Cementhead, is going to buy the series with Scafie?
It's very quiet and it's on the down low.
It was in the paper, Bill.
Oh, righto. It's out. but yes, he's certainly looking into buying.
What would he know about V8 supercar racing cement?
Well, what's he know about managing players?
About anything.
Yeah, that's true, Jim. So, but that's right. They're going to buy, and it's very costly to buy a team, isn't it?
Yep.
Wowee. So good luck to the old cement head there. Mm-hmm. And just as I finish up here, Jim,
all right,
your nephew, Gus Brayshaw, and the great Maxie Gorn, they have a podcast, Jim.
I heard about this.
Very popular podcast. And see if you can guess the special guest they had on during the week.
Bring him in. It's my old man and Mark Brayshaw. Thanks for coming on.
Nice to have me. I tell you what, it's a glow. Congratulations, boys. You played very well. And on behalf of all the families, keep it up.
Yeah. Well said.
That's all.
Nice to have me.
Nice to have and a glow.
What is that?
What's a glow?
What's going wrong with him?
Well, he's been with me and old. He's over in South Australia.
What?
Your mate at South Australia that stuffs everything up. Bluey. He's been with me and Bluey, I reckon, old Mark.
He's the smart one of the family. What's that crap he's running with? I did tell Angus, and you heard me say it, in the lead up to this game, don't listen to a single thing he says. He has not got a clue. So as long as he does that, he might get a kick, the boy with the helmet.
No, and could be a premiership player, Jim. There's not many premiership players in the family.
Oh, you're talking to one. In fact, how many do I win? Seriously. Two Sheffield Shields, one McDonald's Cup, Claremont Premiership. What? A district premiership with Claremont. How many did I win? That's five.
I just got a Marlin.
Oh, one for Kensington in Adelaide, six.
Jim,
so, Bill,
shut up.
How many did me to win?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We had a couple of frothies one night when we had the road trip, Jim.
Yeah, down there, Warrnambool way.
Celebrating at a pub in Warrnambool, having a good old night. And all you soft people went home.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill. And we are joined by Australian director, producer, screenwriter, actor and comedian and huge Melbourne Demons fan, Rob Sitch.
Our next guest is known for many things. The D-Generation.
All right. You got that dial locked on 23FM, your one-stop, non-stop shopper, classic rock.
Utopia.
It was a minor arrhythmia thing. And now I've got this monitor that connects.
Like a pacemaker?
No, like a monitor.
And he's behind pretty much every good Aussie TV show from the last 35 years. But for the next fortnight, he only wants to be known as a Demon supporter.
Melbourne, they're into a grand final.
Please welcome Rob Sitch.
Oh, it's an edge of his seat, Rob Sitch, to our man. He's normally calm. He's normally composed. He's normally in control. He is none of those things at the moment. Sitchy, welcome to you.
JB, it was amazing hearing my biography. Nothing moved me. And then I heard the word Melbourne and I got tingles up my spine.
Hey, Sitchy, where do we find you? You're over, it is September, so what, the snow or over in Europe or where?
I'm currently hiding in someone's boot on the WA border. So I tell you what, I was close to doing it. It was just one of those moments, and I thought a little bit of madness, and then I thought, to be honest, I just want to win the bloody thing. I couldn't care anything. That's my only care.
Well, we don't want to bring up the war, Sitchy, but of course we can wind back to 2018 when you took the whole family, and it's a considerable family, yes, to Perth for the prelim, and my goodness, we don't want to go back there.
As we walked to the ground, I turned to Jay and I said, "How are you feeling?" And she said, and it was 25 degrees. The last cloud was somewhere over the Indian Ocean. And Jay said to me, "I got a bad feeling." And when you ran out, the West Coast Eagles ran out and they looked like they could play 17 quarters, let alone. And Jordan Lewis fumbled for the first time since the under nines.
Yep.
And I went, this is not going to end well today.
Just got beaten by 66 points that game there. What about?
They eased up on us, Billy. I was walking back to the hotel, and I was wearing the full. I had too much Melbourne stuff off to hide it. Yep. And a couple of Eagles guys recognised it and started going, "Ah, you lost!" And his mate whacked him and said, "Mate, they've suffered enough. Come on." And I knew it was a bad game because the Eagles guy apologised to me.
Jeez, that is something. Hey, what about the last time they won a grand final, 1964, won by 4 points over Collingwood? Were you there?
I was two, so I was... I wanted to be... No, it's funny enough, growing up, you know, like there was Melbourne ex-premiership players everywhere. We'd only recently won, you know, five or six of the last 10. And so you just thought it was going to be around the corner. Then the early 90s under Neil Danaher, and you thought in the Swooper even, Northy. But at 57, and it's beyond a joke now, Bill.
Mm. Well, you got it, your favourites, mate. And I don't reckon I've seen a better performance than last Friday night, especially Maxi Gawn. Could you believe that, sitting in your lounge room just seeing what he was doing?
It's absolutely incredible. I've always laughed at people that get up and re-watch the replay. Well, sure enough, at 5:30 that morning, I was up and going and still screaming at the television. I don't know what effect that was going to have. But Maxi was unbelievable. I tell you what, though, I thought Petrarca was, until that sort of halfway through the third quarter, I thought he was the bull.
No, he's superb. He's had a wonderful year too, has Christian. Hey, are you a believer in the curse of Norm Smith, Sitchy? You know, the sacking of the great man after he just got the club to its 18th straight flag. Do you believe in the curse?
No, I don't, Bill. But this is an odd bit of trivia. My father played in the seconds for Melbourne with Norm Smith and actually introduced Norm Smith to his wife. And so was very fond of the man and never mentioned that curse once in all the times that we talked about the Melbourne Football Club. So I think there's a real thing called the collie wobbles, but I don't believe the curse, no.
Oh, come on, Jim, you reckon? Do you think that's true, Jim, do you?
I'm just, you walk the great man out of the place after he's done everything he could for the Melbourne Footy Club, only because he recommended that Brass go to Carlton because he thought that mightn't be a bad move for him. They filthied up in the committee room at Melbourne, marched him out, Sitchie, and never since have they greeted the judges.
Well, I think there's a second part of that that people might know. Didn't Brass live with Norm Smith after he lost his dad? So my father played with Ron Brassey's father, would you believe?
Jeez.
And so I go, I think, yeah, that was back in the day when committees were sort of, they liked their power, didn't they?
Well, there was the Catholics and the Prottos
there was all of that.
Oh, the secret handshakes and, wow, that was back in the committees back then. If you weren't a Catholic, wow, you weren't getting a game. So your dad played for Melbourne.
Well, he's one of those hard luck stories. He played in a couple of reserves premierships when they were in 39 to 41.
Yeah.
And he thought, that's all right, I'm a young bloke, 19, 20, I've got years ahead of me.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Hitler invaded Poland and he went away for 6 years.
So. Oh, bloody Hitler.
So, and yeah, so when he came back, he just went, yeah, I've had enough conflict. I don't want to get my head kicked in on the MCG anymore. Yeah. So he retired.
And then your brother also played. So where was Stitchy? Where was Rob?
So here's, we're very Melbourne orientated. One of my brothers was on the board. And so, you know, we're all around. My football career, Bill, was not great. In fact, I remember the last possession I ever took on a football field was at uni, and they said, oh, look, come on, we're, you know, the greatest compliment of all, we're one short. And I was playing and I was going, and the guy, halfway through the first quarter, the coach who I knew, waved me off out of sympathy. And so halfway, with about 5 or 10 minutes ago, he goes, go and have a run. And I've tucked in behind a pack. The ball's spilled out the back. There's literally a Filmanassa field all the way down. I've picked up the ball out of nowhere. I've been tackled to the ground by my own teammate. Who's And the last words I ever heard on a football field were, oh, sorry, Sitch.
Hey, Sitchie, where are you watching, please? The beautiful Jane, of course, and the 35 kids you've got. Are you all going to be parked in the one room, or are you separate TVs? How are you going to do it?
Fortunately, we've got a 478,000-centimetre large screen TV.
Like everyone.
Which still isn't big enough. And we're going to just sit down there. But I'm a bit nervous, JB. I don't know what you were like as a president, but most presidents I've talked to end up pacing up and down the corridors.
Oh, no. I used to have to remove myself, go and sit in a box on my own because it just got too bloody much. I tell you what I do, though. My third son, George, I can't watch the footy with him. He gets that wound up and that stressed. I have to banish him to another room. Is one of your kids like that?
No, I make up for all of that.
Yeah.
I've got a dog that gets concerned. Comes up and thinks I'm in pain. He's got to ring 000 for me. But no, I sort of look, you know, when you watch that game on Friday night, it was, I was saying to some another Melbourne supporter, everything we ever wished Melbourne would be over the last 15 years, they were on that Friday night.
They were white hot.
Superb.
I couldn't believe how good. And, well, you're going to be there for a while now. They are there for a while, the D's. So obviously you'd love to see it win this year, but they're going to be around, Stitchy. So
hey, just on that fact, that just on that Friday night game, Stitchy, Justin Langer, I spoke to on the phone the other day about something else. He was there, and he said to me, and he had no dog in the fight. Obviously, he's a director of the West Coast Eagles. He said to me, "That is the best team performance I have ever seen live."
Wow. Wow, that is incredible. You're a WA boy,
Royalty. Icon,
Sitchy.
Royalty. When I went over for that 2000 elimination, 18 elimination final, I reckon the Aussie rules football bounces differently on the turf in Perth. It's such a firm, fast ground that I reckon it really helps that Melbourne's been there for the month.
Yeah, I agree. And they're out now, whereas the dogs are still having to quarantine. So they're actually living normally.
And the dogs have been to five different states on their way to the grand final. So it does all stack up for the D's, but that doesn't mean you're going to win, of course. But no, good luck, mate. You've been a great supporter. And,
thanks, Bill.
And it's blokes like yourself that deserve to win.
Well, that's a very kind that you said it. And one of the things I love is that I reckon over the last 15 years, it was a very, very hard ask to get on the rush hour as a Melbourne supporter.
Exactly.
And here we are.
Good luck, Sitchy. Enjoy every minute of it, mate.
Lovely to chat, guys.
Good on you, mate.
It's the rush hour. JB and Bill, Triple M.
Triple M's rush hour with JB and Billy.
Jason, I'll do it, Tim. Jason's in Doreen. Go, Jason.
Can you believe that, Jason? Just a juvenile man.
For selfwealth.com.au, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with James Brayshaw and Anthony William Brownless.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
He's King of Geelong. Come on, Pat, get it right.
Okay, general knowledge, and maybe a footy question as I have a look over there. Maybe not. We have two very good contestants, Jim. We're going out to Mount Waverley and talking to Paul. Hello, Paulie.
G'day, Billy. How you going, mate?
Good, mate. How are you, and what are you up to?
Oh, not too much, mate. Obviously, we've got not much work on these days, so just a bit of grocery shopping and that sort of stuff.
Right, and you're back for the Saints?
Yes, mate, I do.
And what do you think?
Yeah, we showed some positive signs this year, not like last year, but I think we'll be right. We'll bounce back.
I don't think you did, Paul. Anyway,
come on,
Liam's
Paul,
there.
You're a crap.
Liam from Pakenham now. G'day, Liam.
Hello, Bins. Hello, mate.
Yeah, Bins as well. What are you up to, Leezy?
Just working, mate. I'm a chippy, building a frame.
Leezy. Anyone ever called you Leezy before, Liam?
No, I've never come across Leezy.
He's a chippy, Jim. He'd be at the Pakenham Inn. That's where he'd be. Hey, the Tigers, mate, what are you doing? Because you're not in a grand final this year.
Nah, can't complain, boys. It's been a pretty good run, so hopefully come back next year.
Righto, Jim. You're the judge. Now, it's been close a lot the last
lots
few.
Of close ones, Bill. I like it. They've all been ring-a-ding-dings.
Righto, here we go, boys. You ready to go? Leezy and old Paulie.
Yep.
Some very good prizes, Rabs.
Yeah, Samba Footy Finals Barbecue Pack, which would be perfect for grand final day. Includes a match day sharing, which you can kick around at halftime. Yeah. Gas lighters, charcoal fire lighters, grilling planks, barbecue gloves, wood, smoking chips, and more. Or a Mercedes-Benz Berwick prize pack.
Wow. Oh, Mercedes-Benz Berwick the best, of course. Six of the last 7 years, the number one dealer in Victoria. But with the Samba Rabbits Bartholomew,
yes,
I had a FaceTime call from my kids who had the fire pit out the back with the Samba logs. Oh. My God.
Does it light up?
Unbelievable. Yeah. It's almost higher than Fred. Yeah. So they are beautiful.
Owl out the back.
Oh, no. Not the Sandringham. The rare owl.
They're not rare. They're very far from rare.
Anyway, we just talk amongst ourselves, boys.
Right. Here we go.
Righto. Here we go. First in, please. What is the welcome stranger? And it's not a pub.
Jeez.
A general knowledge one. I knew this. The welcome stranger.
Liam.
Yes, Liam.
Liam.
I'm just going to post office.
No, no, it's not a post office.
Paulie.
Too hard, Jim. I thought I'd start a hard one.
All right. Well, Fat.
Do you know what it is?
Oh, it's a gold nugget or something, isn't it?
It's the largest gold nugget ever found in Victoria, and it's called the Welcome Stranger, boys. Come on. Righto, here we go. A bit of audio question for you. What movie is this from?
Show me the money!
Liam.
Jerry Maguire?
Yes!
Jerry Maguire is on the board, Liam.
Is Paul there?
Yeah, still here, mate, yeah.
Very good, yeah. All
right.
Which animal can be seen on the Porsche logo?
Liam.
Yes, Liam.
Is it a horse?
Oh, now then, Paulie, you've got some ground to make up.
Jim, Paulie's got some ground to make up.
He's got some ground to make up here, Paulie.
Number four, in a bingo game, what number is two little ducks? Paul?
You've got to get your name in there first, Paulie.
Paulie,
before you say 22, you've got to get your name in, all right? So, Paulie.
Eight. Don't give it away, but my answer was 22.
Yay! Paulie's on the board.
He's on the board. We got a ring a ding ding. All right, here we go.
Another audio question, Paulie. Who is this rock band? Coming out of my
cage and I've been doing just fine. Paulie. The Killers.
Yeah!
So we're two all, Bill. We seem to get here every week.
It's a ring-a-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding, Jim.
Yes.
Righto. All right. Here it goes.
Hang on. Rabbits has got something for you, Fat. You need to look at him.
All right, righto. What is the welcome stranger?
Oh. Lamb.
Yeah. Lamb.
Lamb.
It's the world's biggest gold nugget.
Oh! See, they've learned something, Jim. They have learned something today.
Bill, you can't ask the same question twice.
No, it's my quiz. I'll ask what I want. See, Liam, you learned something, didn't you?
Thanks, Bill.
Well done, mate. Now, Liam, you can have the choice of the Mercedes-Benz golf pack or the Samba footy finals barbecue pack.
I'll go the Mercedes-Benz golf.
Wow. Oh,
beautiful, mate. Magnificent dealership, by the way. Get out there. Are you paying no stamp duty in the month of September? All right, and Paulie.
Yo.
Hey, Paulie, you not only get the Samba pack, which is unbelievable, the fire lighters and the bricks and all of the amazing stuff, but you also get Fat the Tommy.
The Tommy Sharon, brand new. Paulie, you could kick that around.
Oh, amazing, mate. That's what I was. I had that in my mind for me little fella. Let me have a kick.
All right, mate.
Perfect,
good on
mate.
You,
Paul. Well done.
So you know what the welcome stranger is now, don't you?
Yeah, the world's largest nugget. Wow.
Is it the world's largest bill or just Australia's?
The largest nugget found in Australia, but we'll just go with that, Jim. We didn't want to ask any more questions.
Where is, how do you say the town it was found in, by the way?
Oh, just a mogul.
What was that?
I think it's Bendigo, Jim. We go with Bendigo.
Bendigo, right, huh?
Yeah, well, there you go. Paulie's still there. He said more in the last minute than the whole quiz, Paulie. You there, Paul?
Yeah, mate, still here.
This is Rush Hour JB and Bill up next, revisiting another Brown Low moment thanks to Thirsty Camel. Paul?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Jim.
What are you, Bill?
Do you know how many people yell out to me?
How many people's?
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and on Sunday it's the Brownlow Medal. Mm-hmm. So, thanks to Thirsty Camel, right now we're revisiting one of our Brownlow moments.
Now, it's another Rush Hour Brownlow moment. This September, find your local bottle shop at thirstycamel.com.au.
You could actually change your name from Brown Less to Brown Low. That would fit better. Bill Brown Low.
Because I should have won one.
No, because everything you do is brown in colour and low.
What a load of crap. Hey, thanks to Thirsty Camel, Jimmy Boy, who's jumped on board with us here. Beer, wines, spirits, whatever you want. There's wine specials. You shop online. They might even be able to deliver you some bush chook over there.
Well, the emu bitter fat is the bush chook. It's the beer of choice here in the West, and they could drop a slab over. It'd be very nice of them to do that.
Well, they're everywhere. The Thirsty Camel bottle shops are everywhere. So now, what have we got?
This is a moment you interviewed Lachie Whitfield.
And now, Lachie Whitfield's here. He's one of the All-Australian stars of the year. How are you, mate?
Well, mate, you?
I'm going beautifully, yeah, but it's not about me. Unusually, it normally is.
How's your mum? Because I've met Lachie's mum.
She's on Triple M more than I am.
She is.
You both shout her out every second week. She loves it. She'll be listening to this right now, so happy for her.
Beautiful. What about yourself? I noticed you've got some sort of velvet number around the neck.
Yeah, what do you reckon? It's MJ Bale. They've looked after me pretty well. I didn't know velvet was for me, but maybe tonight.
Look good in anything. The boy
this
from
Mornington Peninsula,
no, Frankston.
Bogan.
Frankston, he's
down
from.
Down that bloody way. Peninsula Grammar.
Mount Martha.
Good to see you. Have a great night.
Mount Martha, Jim.
Oh, yeah. Mount Martha. He's a good boy, Locke. He's a friend of my oldest son, actually, so I've known him for a while. He's a very polite and respectful young man, unlike my son.
And can play both left or right foot. And he's right, his mum. She listens all the time. She loves it.
She
She'll be listening now. So g'day to Mrs. Whitfield.
We've got another two Brownlow moments tomorrow and Friday for Friday's show as well. And that's all thanks to Thirsty Camel on the Rush Hour.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
James Brayshaw and Bill Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
I remember the old ones are travelling. They're with me every step of the way.
Explain to people what that is, please, Bartholomew.
Paul Kelly was on the latest episode of the Howie Games, and he's written that song about Eddie Betts' continued fight against racist abuse. So you heard it on top of the show today, yes. And you'll hear it continually on Triple M as we go forward as well.
Very, very good. I like that. Now, tomorrow's a big show, Fat.
Ooh.
Well, for a start, Fat, we got Tom Sparrow from the Melbourne Football Club. He'll play in a granny in a week and a half.
He will, and I tell you what, he gets up early, Tom Sparrow.
Oh, no. Well, on top of that, one of our all-time favourites, he was a star of Footscray back in the day at the Witten Oval.
Yes.
And he'll come on, Simon Beasley, and when he comes on, I don't want you asking him
about
the two sets of books. Bill, he's a bit touchy about it, so I don't want him brought up.
Only got banned for about 10 years, Jim. I did. But he doesn't. No, he won't bring that up because he's done a lot of other things. He's done very well for himself, Beezer, so good on him.
And also won the Coleman Medal, so he's a bloody good footballer as well and a proud Western Bulldog, so we speak to him as well.
Beautiful. Joke?
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Ready for a good one, Jim?
Oh, well, it'd be about time.
A busload of nuns die and go to heaven.
No, Bill. No. Hey, not telling that one.
That's your special. When are you going to tell us that one?
St. Peter waiting for him. No, Bill. We're not telling that one.
Oh, you're naughty, Jim. You're
the holy
naughty.
Water. Anyway, what have you got?
I was talking to Patty the other day, Jim.
Oh, yes.
And Patty said, you know, it's a shame, Bill. Nothing is made in Australia anymore. I just brought a TV and it said built-in antenna. I don't even know where that is.
Oh, my God.
Built-in antenna.
So we not only have to put up with a real garbage accent that you put on all the time, but also the joke's not funny.
Well, it's kind of funny, Jim.
No, it isn't.
No?
Oh. Must have another one. Go with another one.
Well, you're not going to believe some of these jokes, but I recently started a hide-and-seek club down in Geelong, but I tell you what, it's bloody hard. It's very difficult to find new members.
Oh, no. Run. Bill, you keep going with this crap, and I'll be tempted to go with the nuns joke. You might actually drag that out of me.
Oh, that's two good ones.
Not
See,
really.
People love him. I know you don't.
Do they?
Because you don't like him. Rabsy follows suit because he's a sheep. but people out there love him. So, anyway, me and Gav, we went to Thailand.
You
remember Gav going out to the room.
Tears in his eyes.
You are the king of the divan. Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
What happened to those nuts?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and 50k cash. Play now, supercoach.com.au.